Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. Today, we're joined by Dr. Gonzalo Behrman, Chief of Infectious Diseases at VCU Medical Center. Dr. Behrman, way back when COVID-19 started, everyone was saying, oh, it's no worse than the flu. Now we've realized that isn't the case, but what is the difference between COVID-19 and the flu?
Well, they're different viruses. And second, if we've had successive or prior flu infections, we have partial immunity to reinfection with the flu so that when you're reinfected, it generally tends to be not as severe. Now, in terms of SARS-CoV-2, the new virus, we're learning that 20% of individuals can have very severe disease and they can end up in the hospital and there's a mortality anywhere from 2 to 3%, depending on where you look. So we're learning there can be a very severe infection, one in which we don't have effective treatments right now. And that's another major difference between COVID-19 and seasonal influenza. We have a seasonal influenza vaccine, which although it's not 100% protective, it does provide protection, minimize the frequency of infection, and makes infection much less severe when that does happen. And we have antiviral medications that can be given both in the hospital and by mouth outside of the hospital, which we don't clearly have as much medication for SARS-CoV-2.
So let's talk about that protection for a second. For COVID-19, we protect ourselves and our families by social distancing, wearing masks, and hand hygiene. Are those same precautions the best way to protect from the flu?
Essentially, yes. Their viruses are transmitted essentially in the same mechanism, so that social distancing, hand hygiene, even wearing a face mask will minimize transmission from one person to another. People should also get the seasonal flu vaccine, particularly as fall 2020 comes around the corner. That will limit the frequency of severe flu infections, which should also limit complications from additional infections or new infections with SARS-CoV-2.
If I've been tested for COVID-19 or have a positive antibody test, do I need to take a separate test for the flu?
So that's a good question. I think we should think of these viruses as being respiratory viruses, yet different. So having an antibody test that's positive for SARS-CoV-2 does not provide you immunity to influenza. And yes, absolutely, one should get vaccinated for influenza.
Is there a concern for a second wave of COVID-19 to hit at the same time as seasonal influenza picks up this fall?
Absolutely. That's the major concern because respiratory viruses generally thrive in cooler weather. And that's why we see influenza thriving in the fall, winter, early spring. And we anticipate SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 will be back with greater frequency as the weather cools.
Thank you for joining us for another Focus Richmond COVID-19 update with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.